Hello, hello, hello. This is Gerald Salenti, and it's Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. And your new Trends Journal's coming out soon, packed with information. Yep, you go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. No magazine in the world. You look at the comments. They're the people that subscribe to it. They're right there. There's no magazine in the world that comes close to it. Journalism's dead. They're firing everybody. And I'm a political atheist. I don't believe in the Democrats or Repulsivekins. Oh, by the way, today is Stupid Tuesday. Oh, no, Super Tuesday. Oh, yeah, make sure you go to the polls. You ready? This is the big news. The pop star Taylor Swift told her fans Tuesday morning to participate in the Super Tuesday Republican and Democratic primaries across the country. Quote, I want to remind you guys to vote the people who most represent you in power. Why, you said remind you guys. How about the transgenders? What's wrong with his and he and she and her? And I cut off my tits and my balls. Why, you said guys. I think we should condemn Taylor Swift. I mean, let's really be assholes. I shouldn't say assholes. Because assholes have a positive function. Assholes have been very good to me. But what a bunch of shit. I could give a fuck what she says. Yep. If you haven't already, make a plan to vote today. Vote for your Repulsivekin. Vote for your Democrat. Vote for the same fucking pieces of shit who steal our money and give it to the bigs. Who steal our money and give it to the military-industrial complex. Who tax the shit out of us. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. How fucking stupid could you be to vote for this shit? Anyway, your Trends Journal. Take a look at the cover. Hate Israel? Is it hate Israeli genocide? You're an anti-Semite. That's right. I've been getting so much hate mail. Little fucking pricks. And I can't say the other word because none of them have done that. Call me an anti-Semite and I hate Jews. I hate what Israel is doing. I hate the genocide before my eyes. I hate the slaughter of innocent people. I hate the bombing of building schools, homes, hospitals, mosques, under the bullshit, we're doing this to get Hamas. Yeah. So anyway, save your fucking shit. I'm not anti-American because I hate American wars. So save your crap. And again, whole section in your Trends Journal of the Israel War, a whole section in your Trends Journal of the Israel War. It's right here. The facts are here. Israel food convoy massacre. U.S. blocks U.N. motion that blames Israel for Gaza massacre food convoy. Israeli slaughter and starvation of Palestinian children escalates. Nothing compares to the nightmare in Gaza. Oh, this is from the World Peace Foundation chief. You might as well call him an anti-Semite. And again, I get these disgusting emails of people calling me an anti-Semite. And again, they're not Semites running Israel. Let's get this straight. They're Ashkenazi Jews. They're from Khazar, Eastern, Northeastern Europe, Turkey, way back there. So they're not Semites. Palestinians are Semites by the definition. And again, I'm opposed to war. And they say that I support Hamas, which is a total fucking lie. I told this McDick guy that show me one thing that I've said that I support Hamas. I said I was totally opposed to what they're doing. But that's the kind of hatred that we're getting. By the way, this is, I asked my assistant to put in the, to chat the letter that we're going to send to subscribers later today. And this is what chat wrote back. It seems like you're sharing a piece of text that expresses a specific perspective on the situation in Gaza Israel, and other global events. Hey, fuckface, you mean I'm not allowed to express the facts? The facts? No, Salenti, this is AI. It's one of your top trends for 2023. AI, we own you. Capisce? It's right there, one of your top trends for 2023. And it goes on. While I understand the importance of expressing diverse viewpoints, oh, while you want this, you mean I only got to swallow your shit? That's right. You got to swallow the shit spewing out of the mouths of the clowns in charge. Hey, remember, little fucking prick? In a state near you that told you to stay home, stand 6 feet apart, no people allowed in your house, more than 10 during the COVID war. That's what you got. This chat stuff is deadly, and it's only going to get worse. And again, in your Trends Journal, a whole section on technocracy written by Joe Duran, one of his books, Be Human, but this is the size of it. No one is writing about technocracy and what it's doing to us like we're doing in the Trends Journal. That's just one of the things. And going back to this bullshit from chat, it is essential to maintain a respectful and balanced tone in discussing sensitive topics. Fuck you. Who the fuck are you talking to? What, are you still in kindergarten? Of course we're in kindergarten. We don't like your language. You have to say it properly. Assad has to go. Gaddafi has to go. Like Obama said, folks, rather than saying fucks, folks, folks. Oh, yeah. Oh, and Hillary Clinton, when asked her, how did you feel when they killed Gaddafi? We came, we saw, he died. You have to be proper, Salenti. You can't speak a man's language from the Bronx. You have to be a little coward like the rest of us. Now, let's be proper. You're in school. It's crucial to avoid offensive language and sweeping generalizations. Generalizations, every fucking thing that we put in here is facts. Fact, 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 fact. Facts that are being reported by the mainstream media. And then we give our trends analysis and trend forecasts. That's just part of what's going on in the Israel war. Again, Trends Index Technocracy by Joe Duran. Both sides of the Gen AI bias coin. There we go. AGI, a danger for humankind. Elon files lawsuit against OpenAI. Synthetic food wars heating up. Synthetic wars was heating up. Why, Joe, I respect what you're saying, but don't you know that the rich could eat steak? The rest of us plantation workers of Slavelandia, we only could eat bugs. What's wrong with you? It's the new AI piece of shit world. And we got, again, trends in geopolitics, trends in cryptos, trends eye views, worried about climate change, your tuna sandwich will get you first, applesauce poisoned American children. Because the FDA failed their job. No shit, the FDA failed their job. It's a military, it's run by the fucking bigs. It's a revolving door. The scumbag with the guy with the tobacco guy who works for working for Philip Morris, work for the government. It's one after another. Stop taking Ozempic and blimp up. Blimpitis. The world is fattening up. Trends in High-Tech Science by Ben Davis and a whole section on AI. And really, to stay on top of what's going on in the marketplace, there's a great article in here by Gregory Mannarino. And again, it's whether you like it or not, you know, it's up to you. The motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. Systemic meltdown, more debt, more deaths will push up the stock market higher. And going back to the stock markets, today they took a big hit. And the Magnificent Seven isn't looking so magnificent. But here's what's really important, what's going on. It's one of your top trends, one of the top trends for 2024. and that's banks go bust. And we're starting to see that happen now. It's in your economic update. Get ready, banks go bust. With people being forced to work from home, many of the businesses that depended on commuters have gone out of business or are going bust. With the U.S. office vacancy rate at some 20%, is a clear illustration for all to see the devastation caused by the idiotic, arrogant, narcissistic, sociopathic politicians who impose these draconian lockdown mandates without a scintilla of scientific data to legitimize the actions. We're talking about the COVID war. As of February, according to Investopedia, the commercial mortgage delinquency rate increased 59% in the past year. You ready? Yesterday, Spectrum News in New York, New York One, reported, quote, the delinquency rate for office buildings in New York City has increased more than 1,000% from January 2023 to January 2024. The office vacancy rate in New York City, meaning no one in the place is empty, according to Cushman Wakefield, is nearly 23%. So again, we warned you about the office building bust when they started locking things down. It was one of our top trends. And we warned you about the banks going bust. There's going to be defaults like you can't believe, and the death of the dollar is going to happen when they lower interest rates to artificially prop this up. The lower interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls, and the higher gold prices rise, which are now at $2,100. And $25 as we go on the air. And what is one of your top trends for 2024? Take a look at it. It's all about gold, or one of them. Golden year for gold. That's it. The golden days, a golden year for gold. This is why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're giving you what nobody else is. And on the Bitcoin front, yeah, it went up to 69,000. And now it's down to only, what, about 64,000? Of course, this is going to be, you know, you got the facts right there in your Trends Journal. We call the bottom of Bitcoin. We said when it would go up after it broke 35,000. Again, after it went down and went back up. We hit every one of these. This is just the beginning. There's more in your Trends Journal. And again, all the other articles, Trends in Geopolitics, CIA, U.S. Special Forces are in Ukraine advising Ukrainians. That's a report that came out. That's old news in your Trends Journal when we reported that they were saying that the United States was sending in advisors. What advisors? Showing them how to shoot these weapons. Again, we are on the cusp of something very big. Gold prices are going up for two reasons. The first one is they're going to lower interest rates, as we had forecast in the run-up to the presidential reality show. They're going to keep the clowns in charge, or they're going to try to, of course, because Janet Mifsyabrut, Yellen, the former Fed head, is now the Treasury Secretary running the fucking government, basically. You know, whoever got the money is running the show. They want to keep her there. And the other reason gold prices are going up is because intelligent people, those who read the Trends Journal and tune into our podcasts, know that, again, as interest rates go down with 70%, according to CME data, the
the guess is that 70% say they're going to be lowering by June. We believe earlier. The lower interest rates go, the deeper the dollar sinks. The deeper the dollar sinks, the death of the dollar, the higher gold prices go up. It's as simple as that, because gold is dollar based. So now with the dollar going down, it's cheaper for people to buy gold around the world. And you're seeing it prices or buying escalating in China and with central banks. And oil prices, that is still hanging in the $83 a barrel, $82.50 for Brent crude. But with Israel ramping up the war, and they say they're going to keep doing it, they killed a couple of Iranian commanders. Could you imagine if Israel, if Iran killed some IDF commanders? Oh my God, how terrible. And that's the way they feel in Iran. And they're ramping it up in Lebanon against Hezbollah. Oh, you mean the militant group? You mean the people that the men that fought to get Israel out of Lebanon when they occupied it and killing people? Yeah, that Hezbollah. And they're ramping it up against Syria. So if war breaks out between military confrontation between Iran, Israel, and the United States, you're going to see oil prices, Brent crude, go to $130 plus a barrel. And that's going to kill the equity markets and the global economy. Because, again, we have a whole section here on what's going on in China and how they're in trouble, and what they're doing isn't going to make much difference at all. And so anyway, giving you everything we can. And remember, you know the way I feel about politicians. Here's the T-shirt that says it all. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? Don't forget, it's Stupid Tuesday. Don't forget to go out and vote. So you buy it, you go to Trends Journal shop, and here's the back of the shirt. Yep. Stupid Tuesday. It's a crime syndicate. Republicans and Democrats. They steal our money to give it to the bigs. Hey, I'm Jamie Dimon. I'm too big to fail. You're just a piece of shit. I'm only convicted of 5 felonies. You could lose your house, lose your job. What the fuck do I care? They're thieves and they're murderers. What's your favorite war? Oh, the Repulsivekins don't like the Ukraine war, but boy, they love that Israel war. Oh, and the Democrats, we love both of the wars. They're war whores and money junkies. They're little fucking pricks that get money that morons and imbeciles call campaign contributions. The most arrogant little people on earth. And I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I was right at the top. I saw it firsthand. So if you haven't been there, don't tell me what it was. So thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to look at the great interview I did with Colonel Douglas McGregor. It's there for everybody to see. This cat really knows what's going on and what's next when it comes to what in the world is going on in Ukraine and Israel. Thanks for tuning in.
The Trends Journal, the best investment you could make, because it's the best investment into your mind, and it can change how you look at the world.
His work is actually a gold mine. Anybody interested in politics, political trends, economic trends, social trends, cultural trends, you have to follow him, Gerald Celente.
The Trends Journal is one of the greatest sources of information, and it really is. You're predicting these things well ahead of time. I would encourage everyone to go grab the latest copy.
I've been a Trends Journal subscriber for 20 years. I just have to commend you. What you guys have put together in your latest Trends Journal, there's nothing like this out there.
Sir, everything that you predicted about the economy, you were absolutely right. So I have followed you all this time. So please take a look at the Trends Journal.
You correctly forecast that the Fed would hike rates quite aggressively, correctly said that initially gold and silver would drop as the Fed starts to raise rates to 1.5% and above. When we spoke last, Bitcoin was around 49,000. You said you expect to drop, and if it drops below 30, 35, then it could really drop.
Trends Journal, which I would encourage people to go and check out. It's actually a 200-page document, pure data-driven analysis.
Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster in the world. Gerald, you had an interesting call back in September of last year. You said gold had bottomed, which is exactly what happened. And here we are, and we're above $1,900.
Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Read history before it happens at trendsjournal.com.